Review, sponsored by the University of Louisville Archives and the Jewish Community Federation. The purpose is to gather information that will be of scholarly usefulness in documenting the history of the Jewish community. It is an attempt to record recollections that will remain for the benefit of this and succeeding generations. My name is Myra Guerin. Today is June 19, 1977. I am conducting an interview with Irvin Grossman. Can you tell me your name, birth date, and birthplace?
My name is Irvin Bookie Grossman. I was born in Louisville, Kentucky, in 1896, November the 5th.
So, where were your parents born?
My parents were born in Russia.
Where in Russia?
Lithuania.
What was the name of the town?
Kovno.
Where did you live and where did you go to school?
What street I used to live on?
When you were little.
I lived on Chestnut Street between Preston and Jackson, and went to Floyd and Chestnut Street School from the first grade to the eighth grade, and then went to Male High School.
Did you work when you were little?
Yes, I worked on Saturday afternoons and after school, selling Saturday evening posts and newspapers.
Can you tell me about your what it was like growing up then in Louisville? What was the Jewish community like then?
The Jewish community in those days, I think, were I think we had more, more togetherness than they have today. We, the children, we did not have automobiles or televisions, and the children were always playing outdoors, and they went to social clubs and meetings.
Where?
At the YMHA, or what you now call the Jewish Community Center.
And what about your Jewish education?
Jewish education, I went to Hebrew school from 6 years old till after I was bar mitzvah, which is 13 years old.
What was your family like?
Family life?
Life like.
Well, we had five children in our family. My father was a hard-working man. He traveled on the road selling merchandise most of his life. And we were a happy, close-knit family.
Didn't your mother and your family have a lot of help bring a lot of people over to this country?
Yes, my mother brought Lithuanian girls over from Russia whenever we had some of our family coming over. And for coming over, the girls used to work for us for 1 year for their passage. And so.
Can you remember any anecdotes of when you were growing up and what it was like on the third floor when it was cold? Did you have a feather blanket?
In our younger days, you did not have air conditioning. We had pot belly stoves, and
The rooms where we slept were very cold. In fact, we used to keep the windows open at night. And he used to sleep under a feather bed. That's all that.
How'd you keep warm?
That's under a feather bed.
Do you have any recollections of things that happened to you when you were little? What about when you got kicked down the steps?
Well, yes. We used to go to the B'nai Jacob Synagogue on Jackson and Jefferson. And there was a small woman in Louisville who was a midwife, and she sold papers in her later years. She must have been about 4 feet tall. And I used to joke with her a lot. So one Yom Kippur Eve, I called her Klena Vaivala. And
which means what?
Which means a small woman. And she did not like it. And this was on the balcony of B'nai Jacob congregation, as the women sat upstairs and the men downstairs. So she pushed me from the balcony down the steps, and I landed on a cuspidor and cut a deep gash in my forehead. My father took me to a doctor at Preston Market, and he took several stitches in my head.
And you still have the scar?
I still have the scar on my forehead.
And you never teased her again?
No.
What about your brothers and sisters? Do you remember any anecdotes about them?
No. Well, my brother was about 4 years older than I, and he too traveled when he was a grown man, and my three sisters, one passed away when she was 21 years old, and the other, my younger sister Anna, she passed away, she was must have been about
43?
She was 46 years old, and my sister Goldie, who was 2 years older than I, she is still living, and she is 83 years old.
Can you remember any physical settings or buildings, or how did this
physical
Louisville look different? How different is it today than it was when you were growing up?
In years gone by, we had quite a few Jewish people. We had the clothing industry here, which gave a lot of men work. And at one time we had quite a few factories, which we do not have today. It seems to me that we had more Jewish people in the 1900s and 20s than we have in Louisville today.
Are there any people that you remember particularly from your childhood who made an impression on you? Any people who were active in the Jewish community?
I had an uncle, Mose Ades, who was a very ardent Zionist, and he was elected to the first Jewish Congress. He was elected to represent Louisville at the first Jewish Congress in Atlantic City, and we were very fond of him.
When was that, do you know? What year?
1900. Must have been 1910.
1912. Must have been 19, anywhere from 1910 to 1915.
Was there a division in the Orthodox and the Reform people in those years? It's different from today.
Yes, there was a division. The Reform people would not allow the Orthodox Jews to mingle with them or have them in their social clubs. And we all got along pretty good.
You kept on your side of the street, yes. And they kept on their side of the street.
We, our boys all enjoyed themselves. And in fact, we went through high school and to the YMHA with the Reform Jewish boys. And I got along with them pretty good all during my lifetime.
Other than the YMHA, where did you go for recreation?
It's the only place.
Did you have picnics or dances?
Oh,
or?
Yeah, sure, but we had Sunday school picnics every year.
Where?
The Shawnee Park. We had church picnics at Sennings Park. And everyone brought their baskets of lunch, and they had kegs of beer, and we all had a good time.
Did you ever go to a restaurant?
Restaurant? We had some of the finest restaurants in Louisville in those days. We had restaurants like the Vienna and the Sullivan and Brock.
Where were they?
Vienna was on 4th Street north of Market. Sullivan and Brock was at 5th and Market. The Sealback Hotel had a beautiful restaurant.
What about Benedict's?
Benedict's was a confectionery. They served ice cream, they made candies, and they made cakes. And so did Klein's and Salger's. Yes, they're all on 4th Street.
Well, how'd you get around in those days? You had to go everywhere you could walk?
Yes, every walk car. We used to go on a streetcar at 5 cents. The charge was 5 cents on the streetcar.
What about the YMHA camp?
YMHA camp was on the River Road near Harrod's Creek. And we had several acres of land there. There was houses built there, and it was during the summer. We used to spend our weekends there, and we had a very good time. Canoeing and boating, and there were all sorts of games played.
Your father, how did he happen to come to this country? How did he happen to settle in Louisville?
Well, he came over with most of my father's family came to Louisville in 1885. And after he came in, the rest of our family, my mother's family, came in.
How did they happen to come to Louisville?
Well, they had relatives. My grandfather came here first, and he brought them over.
Your grandfather?
Grandfather Ades. And he brought them over.
But how did your father become a grossman from an Ades?
Oh, I have to tell that story here. My father's name originally was Mayor Ades. He landed in Baltimore from the old country. And in those days, everyone, all the newcomers, did not have jobs, so they peddled. My father peddled with tinware.
And in order to get a license, he bought another man's license by the name of Louis Grossman. And from then on, we kept our name Grossman. I don't know why he did not have his name reverted back to 80s. But we got along all right with the name of Grossman.
Did your mother's family come all at one time?
No. My mother's family, some of her brothers came over first. And she and her mother came over later.
Her mother came over after she came, after your mother came.
My grandmother came over on the same boat with my mother. My grandfather came here first. And he sent for them. And they came over later.
And that was the whole family?
Yeah.
You didn't leave anybody there?
No. Nope. Huh? Well, I had our uncles were Jake Ades, Mose Ades, Meyer Ades, Israel Ades, and Louis Ades. And my mother's sister was Hinda Goodman, who came over later with her family in 1904.
You remember the first job you had as a, not as peddling papers, but, and not selling papers, but late after that?
Yes, working in a dry goods store on Saturday afternoon, waiting on trade.
Where was that?
It was at Brooks Brothers department store.
Where?
On Floyd Market Street.
And then after that?
After that, I worked for Meyer Berman. He had a store on Market Street. And Jacob Isaacs. He had a store at Preston Market. And that's where I made my spending money. And my family did not support me from the time I was 13 years old.
Did you help them?
No, they did not need any help.
All right, where did you go from there?
From there, I went through high school, and after I got out of high school, I went to work for my father, who was in the wholesale dry goods business, with my uncle, Mr. Israel Ades, and worked there for a while, then In 1920, I went in business with my father and brother in the wholesale dry goods business. And we were in it for 10 years as my father passed away in 1930, and I went into the business that I am in today on a small scale.
What was the name of the business then when your father was alive?
Louis L. Grossman and Sons.
Where was it located?
Located on 6th Street Market in Maine.
And then after he died, you changed it?
I changed over my business. Went in business for myself.
Doing what?
Selling sundries of all kinds.
And then
I branched out and got a hold of a salesman who helped me. We both were out on the street selling merchandise. And then and I kept on enlarging the business until today we have... I have to tell them about my son-in-law and everything?
No. It's branched out into a toy business.
Into the toy, wholesale toy business, which we have at present.
What are there any noticeable differences between Louisville today, people today, and people then as far as what they do?
Well, as I mentioned before, We did not have automobiles and television, and I used to walk from Preston Chestnut to Cherokee Park to play baseball with the boys. And I was in the, I enjoyed my younger life in playing baseball. I played football when I went to high school, and played on several baseball teams at the YMHA and on Sunday afternoons.
Not on Saturday.
No.
What about the social clubs?
Social clubs, we had quite a few at the YMHA, and we used to go there for dances, and we had dancing down at, the Federation had a center down on 7th and Jefferson, and the boys and girls used to go down there to dance once a week.
Do you think people had more fun then?
I think the youngsters in those days did have more fun than they're having today.